You're now listening to Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Very excited to be here with you this evening. I wish I could be live, but these allergies, man. Y'all get pollen allergies. It's not fun. So what do I have planned for you tonight? Does it count as tonight if the sun's not down? Maybe you're listening from the East Coast. Maybe you're an avid CJSF fan and you moved out there. That'd be nice. If you're listening from the East Coast, say hi. Because that'd be cool. Now, what do I got planned? I got some crazy stuff for y'all, as always. These are all, I don't think I've played these bands before. A lot of them are stuff I found recently. First and foremost, did I say CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby? No, I did. That's all I need. First and foremost, I found a copy of the Eraserhead CD, like the soundtrack. But this version was the soundtrack plus. And what that means is that at the... Damn, I'm sorry for these allergies, man. This is tripping me up. What it means is that Eraserhead dance mix. It's like, it's crazy. I am getting pollened out right now. This is a bad time to record, but it's the only time I have to record. So we do what we have to, you know? I appreciate y'all sticking around for me, or with me for it. Eraserhead dance mix. Cool stuff. It goes like, I'll just play it. What am I doing? It's a radio show. Have fun. I'll catch you in a bit.
This is Bird Note. A city lake may seem quiet and still at first, but with a little time, you might start to hear its music. Female wood ducks call out to each other, keeping an eye out for predators. Red-winged blackbirds sing from the cattails. The males perch high on the stems and show off their red shoulder patches, while the females search for food deep in the undergrowth. A belted kingfisher flies the length of the shoreline, rattling and diving at small fish. Several pairs of mallards paddle around the shallows, quacking companionably as they dunk their heads in the water looking for food. From a woody thicket along the bank, male song sparrows belt out their chorus all day long. But when a red-tailed hawk passes overhead, everyone falls silent. Stick around long enough, and the music will begin again. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Teton Science Schools, specializing in outdoor learning experiences and education in Grand Teton National Park. More at tetonscience.org.
This is Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was a brilliant secret meditation by Demonix. This is a side project of Jutain Demon from Christian Death. Before that, we had the Eraserhead dance mix by David Lynch and John Neff. I assume that John Neff is the guy who remixed it into the dance mix. It speaks for itself, I feel like. Coming up next, do I have anything else I want to talk about? No, not right now. Coming up next, we have Dead Man by the Clay People off their first album, Fire Tribe. Pretty cool stuff. I do kind of like the album after this one next. I forget what it's called, but it's still a great album. This is what I had access to, so we're going to be playing it. Dead Man, Clay People, check it out.
By a tribe, Jenny. By a tribe.
This is Bird Note. In shallow waters off the coast of Massachusetts, ocean predators come from far and wide to hunt. Humpback whales break the surface as they close their jaws around a school of fish. And thousands of seabirds dive in the water or skim the surface for easy prey. Great shearwaters glide with their wings held out stiffly just over the waves until they spot their shimmering targets. These top predators are all here thanks to tiny fish called sand lance. They bury themselves in the sand at night for protection, emerging during the day to feed in huge numbers. That's when shearwaters dive for them and humpback whales gulp them down. But sand lance are vulnerable to climate change. They have their offspring in the winter, so rising temperatures could make it harder for their young to develop successfully. That puts the rest of the ecosystem, including seabirds, at risk. Biologists are exploring the link between shearwaters and their tiny prey by tracking the birds' movements around Stellwagen Bank National Marine Sanctuary. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to Bob Goodale, whose lifelong love for birds and nature continues to inspire.
with us.